Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program with jazz poet and community organizer Michael Van Tol. This podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is LaToya Bond, and I am your guest host today while Michael is on assignment with his candidates preparing for the November 8th election. Let me start the show off by introducing our amazing Sunday morning team. We also have a beautiful show scheduled for today, but before we get into that, I would like to introduce to you our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster, Miss Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Kimberly. LaToya. How are you? Good morning. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. It is an honor and a privilege to be here this morning with you all. I am truly, truly, truly grateful. We also have Christy Laster Andrews. She is an evangelist, prophetess, and songstress from the Greater Pentecostal Temple. Good morning, Christy. How are you today?
Good morning. I am fabulous. Good morning to our Sunday morning team, and good morning to our amazing listening audience.
Well, this is just wonderful. Today we have a nice show scheduled. I want to give the audience a chance to learn a little bit about who I am. I used to sit alongside Michael Van Tol as his co-host for the Michael Van Tol Show, and then the pandemic hit and different situations occurred in our lives, and we both went in different directions. But I will give you all a brief summary of who I am. My name is LaToya Bond, and I work a 9-to-5 job as a legal support professional, but I'm also a radio personality, a small business owner, and I am the host of a podcast. My podcast is called Speaking of Love, and the podcast is created in honor of my dad, who took his own life in a murder-suicide. So since the tragedy, I have become an advocate for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And today, this show is going to be dedicated to suicide prevention, what to say to someone who is thinking of suicide, what not to say to someone who is thinking of suicide. So I have a lot of information that I want to get out there today, a little bit more about my history. Before switching career paths, I worked as a school office administrator for nearly 2 decades. And in 2017, I was awarded the National Life Changer of the Year Award for positively impacting the lives of students. And it was a great honor. I'm also on the board of directors for a couple of nonprofits. And I'm just a respected community leader who believes that spreading love is the secret to my success. So thank you all for being here today. I want to go a little bit further and talk about this beautiful weather that we have going on. Can you give us our weather report, Kimberly?
I sure can. And I wish I had some help on the show today because it is a great weather forecast. Right now it is sunny. I'm looking outside of my window. We have a current temperature of 54 degrees. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 73 degrees and a low of 52. Tomorrow,
wow.
It will be, I know, right? Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with another high of 73 degrees and a low of 55. On Tuesday, it will continue to stay warm. It will be mostly cloudy with a high of 71 and a low of 52. On Wednesday, we hit a change. It will rain. There is rain forecasted. We will only hit a high of 61 and we will have a low of 43. On Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of only 57, a low of 44. On Friday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high of 56 and a low of 44. And on Saturday, we start to tick back up a little bit. It will be partly cloudy with a high of 59 and a low of 43. And that's the weather.
Wow, it looks good. Looks good. Do you have any big plans for the week?
I have a podcast. I have some meetings scheduled for the week. And, of course, I have one son who's about to become a pre-teenager and one son who has a birthday this week. He will be 14. So it's going to be a big
week. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. What about you, Christy? You got any big plans this week?
You have me thinking here. Oh, actually, I do. Well, aside from working a regular job, I'm headed out Thursday to Atlanta. We're going to do a worship night in Atlanta, Georgia, with Gerald Hatton and Breathe ATL. So that'll be Friday night, and then Saturday I'll be headed back here. So I think I'm headed out at the perfect time. Sounds like Wednesday or Thursday the weather was going to take a turn. So I'm headed out at the perfect time, and I'm hoping I can take that good weather to Atlanta over the weekend.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Christy. That is amazing. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go into a brief commercial break. We're going to listen to our buddy here, Johnny Hawkins. We're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Wow, I love that. Support Black excellence. That is amazing. That is so amazing. We have someone else here on the line today. Let's take a look and see who this is here. We have a chaplain musician. Is it Stephen Cathy? Is that who we have on the line? Good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, surely I got a late start. Yes,
that's okay.
I surely got God bless you all. This is Brother Stephen. How are you today?
We are doing wonderful,
good morning,
Brother Stephen.
Hey, how are you, team? Shout out to Michael Ventura, to Missionary, and the entire team. And I'm sending much love out to the city of Detroit. Sorry I got on here late. Amen.
No,
but
that's
I guess
okay.
Ladies better than never. Ladies
better
than
late than never. Definitely.
Amen. Can I get some help on here? Can I get some help on here today, y'all?
Amen. Amen. You got some help.
Amen.
You got some help.
That's right. All right.
Well, we're going to move the show a little bit further. Christy, talk to us. What do you have to present to us this week?
Well, I woke up with a thought this morning. Yesterday, I spent the majority of my day at a women's conference, and the theme of the women's conference was, girl, you got this. And I walked away from this conference feeling empowered, feeling like I could do anything. You know, sometimes we feel like we read the scripture, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, and we say it and we say it, but there are moments and times in our lives where we may not feel that confident. We may not feel that confident in ourselves. We may not feel that confident in God. But when I left there yesterday, I'm like, okay, there are things that I have to do that I need to do, and I can accomplish them with God. There are the thoughts that I pulled from that conference, and it was dare to dream. I really appreciate today being on here with LaToya. Is it, am I saying it right?
Yes, that's correct.
And all of the things. Okay, all of the things. We haven't met face-to-face, so it's a pleasure to be on here with you. But all of the things that you dared to step out and do as a result of some tragedy and some trauma that you had experienced in your life. And there are many people that have experienced things in their life, and it has killed their dreams or caused them to feel like they couldn't go forward or they didn't know how to go forward. But I want to encourage somebody today and let you know that the dream that was placed within you to accomplish things in the earth, it was something that was given by God, and it is your responsibility to take that chance, take that opportunity, and walk into your dreams. We may not know every step that it's going to take to accomplish the dream, but I was given a dream many, many years ago, and I was floating in the clouds, and as I took a step, there was a concrete pillar that appeared under my foot every time I took a step. So you may not know all of the intricate details that you need to know to accomplish your dream, but I promise you, if you take that first step, God will continue to reveal to you what you need to do next to accomplish the dream that he has placed down within you. I'm on the line with people that have podcasts, with individuals that have ministries, individuals that sing and minister in different ways. You're an encourager, you're an educator, you're whatever you are. That dream was placed down within you, and you can accomplish it. We are witnesses here. We are examples here. So I just want to encourage somebody to be like Joseph and keep on dreaming, because it will come to pass.
Yes. Thank you, Chrissy. That's beautiful. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I totally understand what you're saying about everything that a person has been through. If you could take your pain and give it a greater purpose. And when my dad took his own life and murdered his wife, you know, that was a horrible, I think it was the worst day of my life. And to be able to sit here today to talk about it, and I'm not on the other side of this yet, but I'm just grateful that I have people like you, Chrissy, and Henrietta, and Michael, and Stephen, all of you people here to support me in this, because without you all, I wouldn't be here right now. So thank you for that, Chrissy.
Mm-hmm.
And now at this time, I would like to hear from our beautiful lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Thank you, LaToya. Bishop, I feel like you do. I didn't want to go after Chrissy. That was powerful. We could end the show right now. She said a whole word.
I know, right?
She did. Okay, so I do have a feel-good story, and it's meditation to protect older people against Alzheimer's, according to new research. And Alzheimer's is a terrible disease, and anyone, and I've had loved ones impacted by that. I had a grandmother that was approaching that. She had severe dementia, and I know other people who have experienced it. It is very difficult to watch someone lose their quote-unquote mind or lose their memory and recognition of loved ones and basic understanding of functions and things that we as a family member and friends and loved ones remember them doing. Meditation can protect older people against Alzheimer's, according to new research. A practice of ancient religions and modern mindfulness heightens awareness and emotional health. Faculties that decline with dementia like Alzheimer's. A strong point of the study was that the control group, meaning those who were used as a comparison to the meditators, were given another activity that has potential for fighting dementia, which is language learning. In the study, French participants assigned to an 18-month meditation course did better than those given English lessons instead to keep their brains busy. The author of the study at the University of Caen, Normandy, said the meditation improved scores reflecting attention regulation and socio-emotional capacity, noting in particular that the attention regulation subscore increased after meditation only. In the context of the meditation practices, this capacity allowed a heightened awareness and monitoring of the contents of experience without becoming absorbed by them. Socio-emotional capacities decreased substantially after non-native language training, suggesting the difference observed may be due to maintenance of skills by meditation. The study included 137 men and women split into three groups. Meditation and English classes included two-hour weekly sessions. They also did a home practice of at least 20 minutes a day. A control set carried on living their lives as normal with no intervention. The authors note that as meditation is becoming increasingly popular over recent years, it has helped people quit smoking, cope with cancer, and even prevent skin condition psoriasis. Could meditation, a mental training approach toward attention and emotional regulation, preserve brain structure and function in cognitively unimpaired older adults? Strategies to prevent dementia are urgently needed. Mental training that targets stress and attention regulation has the potential to improve both cognitive and emotional aspects of thinking. Staying in the moment has been part of philosophical and contemplative practices for thousands of years. The hallmarks of many forms of mental illness is a preoccupation with one's own thought, a condition meditation seems to affect. Mindfulness meditation can also reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, especially in older adults. One drawback to the study was the sample population was not representative of the global aging population, as it included very healthy individuals. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy, which combines meditation with orthodox thought training, is already recommended for depression in Britain and is available at the British NHS, which is their National Health of Science. And so, again,
wow.
It really is taking control of your thoughts and really thinking positive thoughts, which we know is found in the Bible, where God says think on things above, not on things below.
Wow,
absolutely.
That's wonderful. Yes, thank you for sharing that information with us. I actually have a family member, one of my aunts, and she is suffering from dementia. And I tell you, mm-hmm. It is really difficult to see the transformation of the woman that she used to be to the person that she is
mm-hmm.
now. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that, Kimberly. And right now we're going to go into a few commercial breaks. We got to take care of our sponsors. So we will be right back after these messages.
It's a member of the Realty.
We
find
them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them dripping with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you want to do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I formed Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all One Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are
one. And that's the way it is. Okay, Michael, I like that. I like that. This is LaToya Bond, and I am your guest host today at the Michael Van Tool Show, and I am here with my beautiful team members. We're going to go right back into our interviews with Stephen Kathy. Are you still there, Stephen?
I sure am.
Okay, good morning. What do you want to bring to us today? Talk to us.
Good morning to you. Good shout out to you. Says you're doing a tremendous job in getting out the word to the people in spite of what you've been through. And I want to let the people know that you, as well as everyone else that can stand up against you, we have to learn how to stand up against our hurt. We have to be able to stand up against our pain. And when you're able to stand up against your hurt and your pain and tell that hurt and pain, I'm not going to let you sit me down. I'm not going to let you keep me in no bed. I'm not going to let you make me depressed. I'm not going to let you keep making me sad. When you stand up against those elements of our feelings, of life, then you can then be able to help somebody else stand up as well. I love the song that I believe it was by Dottie McKirkland. Well, I think it was Dottie McKirkland. We fall down, but we get up. And that's a beautiful song. And when things come in our lives, when things come our way, and it make us stumble, it make us fall, we have to be able to get back up. And I tell folk all the time, if you fall down, and when you look up and you can see the sky, that means that you can still get back up again. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for those others that's been around us and circulating around us when they have been going through so much in their lives, when they have been going through the very things that a lot of folk couldn't handle. A lot of folk took their lives after certain things have happened to them. So I just want to just thank God and tell you, Sister LaToya, to continue to be encouraged, continue to get the word out and showing people, not only telling them, but showing people that no, it's not what you go through. It's all about what you do. So God bless you today. And thank you. You are a wonderful, wonderful guest host. God bless you today.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yes. You know, this show today, Michael Van Tool, he is my mentor, my friend, and he told me that he would be busy today, and he asked me to come on to be a guest host. And he said, you can take this platform any way you want to take it. You can talk about your business. You can promote your products. But you know what I want to do today, everyone? I'm not here to sell you a bit of goods. I am here to talk to you about a very serious subject matter. And it's suicide prevention and awareness. Again, I lost my father in a murder-suicide. He took his own life moments after taking his wife's life. And at the time of my father's death, he had been under a doctor's care for mental health conditions, suicidal ideation. So this is something that's really deep inside of my heart. And today I just want to get into a little bit about suicide. Did you all know that 90% of people who commit suicide have a medical diagnosis by a mental health professional? So we really have to get on top of this subject matter. And the only way that we can reduce suicide numbers in America is by educating people, letting them know what the warning signs are, how to help someone. If you all are standing in a room with 20 people, at least two of those individuals are contemplating suicide. So this is how serious it is, and it's a subject matter that's taboo. A lot of people don't like to talk about it, but let me ask you all something here. Kimberly, Stefan,
yes.
Christy, have you all ever been impacted by suicide? Do you know anyone who has taken their own life or someone who has contemplated it or attempted?
Yes, I do. I do know, and that's why through God's vision, amen, created a program titled Suicide Prevention Rehabilitation Treatment Therapy. And that's why that was developed in my end, because it is important. It is definitely important to discuss the suicide aspect of life. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing.
It is a terrible thing. And, you know, the day that my dad took his life, he left a lot of people in pain. And one thing about suicide doesn't end the problem. It just takes the pain that you're running away from, and it transfers it on to other people. So now my dad is no longer here on the planet Earth. He's gone. But he has me, his oldest daughter. He has two other daughters, grandchildren, sisters, brothers, cousins. We're all living with the pain of losing him. So suicide doesn't end your pain. It just passes it on to someone else. So in the next hour, we're going to get more deep into the subject of suicide, and I'm going to let you guys know what the warning signs are, what to say and what not to say, because sometimes you can say the wrong thing and push a person a little further back into hiding from it. So that's what we're going to get into the next hour. We do have, I believe, Missionary Hattie Humphrey is coming on this morning at 9:30. But if she doesn't come on at 9:30, that'll give us more time to speak on this very relevant subject matter. So at this time, we're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Okay, we are back here on the Michael Van Tool Show. My name is LaToya Bond, and I am the guest host here today. We are going to go ahead and talk to Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Are you still there, Kimberly?
I'm still here, LaToya, and yes, you are doing an amazing job. Thank you for sitting in as guest host today. And this is a very important topic. This is a very important topic. So I have a couple stories that I can share. When I was in high school, my best friend contemplated suicide. Thankfully, someone was able to stop her, and she did not. When I had my second son, I had lost 5 people within the span of a year, maybe a year and a half. It was back to back. It was like every time our phone rang, it felt like someone had died. I had I had just had my second son, so I was still nursing. And between hormones, the crush of financial challenges because we had added additional stress, not that he was stressful, but just the additional stress that it brings, the responsibility, the loss of family members and friends who had died, it took a toll on me. And I remember being in a very dark place. I was knee-deep in diapers, bottles, and little people, and I was exhausted. I wasn't sleeping because I was trying to take care of everyone because that's my personality. That's what I do. And I never took care of myself. And I would go out when I had the opportunity to
drive or do whatever I needed to do. And I would just get behind the wheel of the car, and I would say, I'm so tired. I just want this to end. I just want this to be over. And I would think, if I just drove my car into oncoming traffic, it could end. It could all be done. This pain, this exhaustion, the just the jumble of thoughts in my head would stop. And I had stopped talking to God, and so I could no longer hear him. And I would always look in my backseat, and my boys would be in my backseat. I didn't want to make them lose their lives. I just wanted my pain to stop. And thankfully, someone was able, my husband was able to get a new job at that point because I wasn't working. Like I said, I was knee deep with baby. And I was able to get to a therapist and cry for 45 minutes and talk about how horrible of a person I was because I didn't want to be a mother because I was really at a low point and I just wanted to end it all. And a therapist said, you're fine. You're tired. You need to rest. What do you do for yourself? And I looked at him like, are you really a doctor? Did you just listen to me? I just told you all this. And he said, this is normal. He said, but we don't talk about it. So it's important, LaToya, that we do talk about it. Because as you said, people who have suicide ideation have a mental health diagnosis. My diagnosis was that I was a high-functioning anxiety disorder. And so for me, I do have high-functioning anxiety. That's the truthful statement. Because I have learned how to behave in such a way in life where, like a lot of women, and this isn't anything against men, but girl children and families typically watch older women take care of everybody in the family and neglect themselves. And I mastered that gift. And I took that to another level, which was harmful to myself. But I would say to anyone who is struggling, therapy is a God-given blessing. Go
get therapy.
If you need to take medication, take medication. For me, honestly, the therapist said, I needed space for my children. And I thought, but I don't have time. I have a feeding schedule. We're getting ready to do preschool. We got homework and dinner and the therapist was like, okay, so listen to you. You just listed all these things that need to be done. He said, I need you to insert yourself into that schedule. And I learned that I could take a walk every day. It started out as 20 minutes, and then it migrated into a bigger time space, more like an hour, hour and a half. And it turned into like this a three-mile walk. And it helped me clear my head. It gave me space to separate from my family, which refreshed me and allowed me to come back and be whole. And a lot of times people who are struggling with thought, suicide ideation or what have you, they don't have that space to separate from their thoughts. And one last thing, one of the worst things that people can do, and it was said to me, is that what you're upset about? You need to get over that. And so then you don't want to share how you really feel because people negatively talk about you or say mean things to you, not meaning to be mean, because oftentimes people don't be mean. Well, people don't always understand when someone's in pain.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Kimberly. And we're going to move the wheels of motion. We're going to go right into our beautiful missionary, Hattie Humphrey. We're going to start her show now. This is Community Highlights, an inspirational community affairs program with Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. I want you all to know that we are here today. We are going to have a beautiful show. Missionary Hattie Humphrey is a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She's a spiritual ambassador to elected officials and a resource to candidates running for public office, an icon to the masses, but to me and you, she's a mother, she's a friend that you can call and trust. She is there in a time of need, and she is Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear friend. Good morning to the radio audience. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's so good to be coming your way this morning. I am so glad to hear y'all on the air and be on the air. It's a blessing. We bless our radio offering. We bless throughout the whole world. In times like these, we need our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mom.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
So good to hear you on the line this morning, missionary.
It's so good to hear all of you on, and I'm glad to be alive and almost trying
Amen.
To get ready to go to church. It's just so good to be alive. So I enjoy
Amen.
Y'all. Keep talking, okay?
All right.
Okay, missionary, thank you so much. She's giving it over back to us. So we're going to go ahead, and we have a sponsor that we have to acknowledge. So let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll be right back after these few messages. Thank you so much.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can out-service me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey is brought to you by the law offices of Pascal, Tashman & Walker and lead attorney Cliff Pascal. Attorney Cliff Pascal has been supporting the missionary Hattie Humphrey for more than 30 years. Attorney Cliff Pascal offers more than sound legal advice. He is a partner to share your vision. Attorney Cliff Pascal. Excellence in legal representation. So we're going to come back here and finish our discussion on the topic of suicide prevention and awareness. Again, my name is Latoya Bond, and I am here this morning as a guest host for the Michael Van Tool Show and also for Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And I want to talk to you all today about things that we need to learn in terms of suicide prevention. Now, one thing I think that we need to correct our language on is when we talk about suicide prevention, a lot of times people will say he committed suicide or he completed suicide. Those terms are not acceptable. What you need to say is that the person died by suicide. That's the first thing that I like for us to know today is that we have to change the way we speak about suicide, because to say committed or completed, it almost gives the impression that the individual had a sound mind at the time and they intentionally made the act. And a lot of times when there is a mental health crisis, a person is not completely aware of every action that they take. So I want to talk to you about the do's and don'ts. Now, the first thing that we need to do is understand that when people take their lives, they want to end their pain. They don't necessarily want to die, but they want their pain to end, and they sometimes feel hopeless, and they have no other way. They feel that they have no purpose in life. They feel trapped and pressured. They may be in pain. They isolate from family and friends. they withdraw from activities that they used to love. A person who may love basketball all of a sudden no longer has an interest in the subject. And a lot of times when people have these feelings, I'm going to give you a list of feelings here, they could possibly be contemplating suicide. The first feeling is depression, sadness, hopelessness, ashamed. They may feel anxiety. They may be angry, irritable, agitated, numb. So how do you help someone in these situations? I'm going to go back to my girlfriend here, Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly, can you give us some help here? If you find someone going through these things, how would you help them? Let's give them a few pointers.
So the first thing that I would do if I had a friend or a loved one who was going through this, I would ask, hey, what's going on? How are you? How are you feeling? And then listen to whatever it is that they tell me. And even if they are confused or struggling to get the story out, I would just sit and listen and spend time with them. And then I would try and pay attention. If they are withdrawing, if they're not coming around, if, say, for example, because this is something that I love, if we both love coffee and cheesecake and I bring coffee and cheesecake and they're like, I don't want any, that's a bad sign for me. I know that there's something more going on and I'm just going to pay attention. And maybe at that point, family, and say, hey, I think this person is struggling, and really pay attention to whatever it is. If it's they've had a new child and don't have the family structure or support, or they're going through relationship issues or whatever it is, pay attention to that and then try to help people with whatever they're going through, because that's ultimately what we're supposed to do as humanity. We're supposed to love our neighbor, and we should do that by caring for other people.
Yes, we should. And I also want to list some of the important risk factors of suicide. Most people who complete suicide have had a previous suicide attempt. That's one of the risk factors. Another risk factor is having a history of substance abuse, whether it be alcohol, drugs. There's always a history there. Another factor is physical disability illness. I have a young man I went to high school with, and he was in a terrible car accident, and he lost one of his legs, and he actually lost his desire to live after the accident. So having a physical disability can cause it. Losing a friend or a family member to suicide is also another risk factor. Me, as a woman who lost my dad to suicide, I am at a much greater risk of completing suicide myself because of the familiarity with suicide. So I have to be very careful with how I lead my life. Ongoing exposure to bullying behavior online is another factor for suicide. Having a mental health condition, we talked about that earlier today. Losing a close friend, the end of a relationship, going through a divorce, all of these are risk factors for suicide. Do you have anything you'd like to chime on about this, Stephen?
Yes, great pointer too that the sister just verbally demonstrated. One of the things that I would like for people to understand is in my looking into and dealing with suicide is that to be suicidal is not the act of killing yourself. To be suicidal is the thought of wanting to die. So one of the things that we should be able to do is to be able to channel in on our thoughts. So shall a man thinketh, that's the way a man shall be. So if we are getting into the thoughts that individuals are having, that can channel in on that can change the direction of how they feel it. If you think a certain way, you're going to feel a certain way, and guess what? Then you begin to act a certain way. Also, one more pointer is that there's a common connection between suicide, between mental health and cancer. And the common connection is that both of them can be treated but yet not cured. I wish I had just a little help on here.
Amen. You do.
Yes,
so
amen.
If you look at the monies that's put into mental health as well as cancer, you'll see the commonality in that. So we must be able to, the diagnosis for mental health. Are you mentally diagnosed because you actually have a mental illness, or are you mentally diagnosed because you fell into that bracket of the financial game? Some people could be misdiagnosed and be labeled as bipolar, and they're not bipolar, but because they're just acting out. So it's important to be able to categorize the mental illness and be able, that way you can be able to treat the individual effectively. God bless you.
Thank you so much for that commentary. We have a couple of callers here on the line, but before we go into that, I do want to give you a little bit of coaching on how to approach someone who may be contemplating suicide. Now, the first thing you want to do is you can just flat out ask them the question. You can go to them and you can say, listen, I noticed that you're not yourself lately. I'm worried about you. And sometimes when people are feeling hopeless, missing school, withdrawing from work and friends, and they may be thinking about suicide. So just ask the person flat out, are you thinking about suicide? But when you say it, you have to say it very softly, very gently, not judging them. Don't approach them and say, you're not thinking about killing yourself, are you? Please, don't say it that way. Go to them and put your arm on your hand on their shoulder and just say, are you thinking of suicide? I'm worried about you. And that's one way that we can touch them in a way where we can open up the gateway so that they can come to you and talk about what it is they're feeling inside of them.
LaToya, this is Christy. I just wanted to chime in and we don't have time to talk about a personal story, but I want to chime in and just talk about our babies, our elementary school, middle school, high school students. And sometimes with suicide prevention, there are programs that gear themselves towards adults and the things that adults are dealing with. But as parents, as families, we really have to pay attention to our children. So everything that you said, take that and apply it, you know, to our babies, paying attention to their changes in behaviors and, you know, paying attention and having that conversation with your baby so you can kind of learn and know what's on their mind. Because I've heard so many parents that say, I had no idea my child was thinking this way or feeling this way. And I understand that people have a tendency to hide things, but discernment is so real. Having conversations and being able to know what to ask to draw that information from your children really makes a difference. That I am aware of, my younger children have never had these types of thoughts, but one day my son came home and his behavior was different. And so I kind of just watched him for a minute, and I noticed that he was agitated and irritated about something, and it wasn't his usual behavior. So gently, like you said, LaToya, I proceeded to have a conversation with him, and initially it was a no-go. He didn't want to talk about it, but I was persistent but gentle. And then he came out and shared what had taken place in school, how it had impacted him, and he didn't like it and he didn't appreciate it. And so we were able to have that conversation. But what if I didn't pay attention that day and things continued on in school and they progressed without my knowledge? So I want to encourage parents to pay attention and have conversations with your children, and don't allow them just to be in their rooms with the door locked and all that stuff, but pull on them gently so that you can have that relationship where they'll feel open enough to say what's going on in their mind.
Yes, Christy, you are definitely correct. And there, this would be a whole nother subject matter. But for children, the number one thing that we can teach our children to help them is coping skills. Mm-hmm. We have to give our children the proper coping skills to go through life. We can't always shelter them and try to protect them from the world, because when they become adults and they're out in the world, they have to learn how to cope. So a lot of times it starts early. If we want to reduce the number of suicides, we have to start teaching our children coping skills at a very, very early age. And I think it's a little unfair the way bullies have been labeled, oh, my child take his own life because he was bullied in school. But we have to teach our children coping skills, because bullies have a good way of targeting the children who appear to be easy targets. I'll put it that way. So that's something that we'll talk about here. We'll talk about that here on the show coming up here in a little bit. But I also want to hear, from some of our call-in listeners. I have someone here with the phone number, last four digits, 8921. We're going to bring them on to see what they have to contribute to this conversation. Hello there. Welcome to Community Highlights. How are you this morning?
Good morning. This is Henrietta. This is your other Sunday morning team member.
Good morning,
everyone.
Good morning, Henrietta. Ivy, she's our political analyst and home care advocate. Good morning, beautiful. I didn't recognize your number there. Thank you for chiming in this morning.
That is okay. It is, you know, I'm listening in and I'm like, wow, this is an amazing, I'm not the amazing topic, because when you talk about suicide prevention, you nailed it. Kimberly nailed it. Christy nailed it. Chaplin nailed it. And it's just, it's a situation where I listen to everyone's feedback. I would like to know, what is the statistics and numbers when it comes to suicide by cultures? Like, for instance, what is the support for African-American children, men and women, who commit suicide versus suicide rates with Caucasians, Asians, and other ethnicities? Because I feel
but the highest suicide rates are among white males between the ages of 14 and 24.
Okay. And so with that being said, what is the resource? And I know the resources have to go to where the need is needed most, but the stipulation, what I found when I talked to men and women who have attempted, or family members who have lost loved ones through suicide, is that it was more of the resources. They was not able to get resources for their loved ones prior to the attempt. And so I often wonder how is it dished out? Is it evenly dished out no matter the rate? I do know when you have a higher rate in situations, you have to put more resources in that so you can yield that rate to bring it down. But I feel like it should be the stipulations or the stigma amongst African Americans seems to be a little bit more, because, you know, that taboo is you don't talk about it, particularly in the African American culture. There are certain things we are taught not to talk about. We don't talk about suicide. We don't talk about taking our lives. We don't talk about abuse. We keep all that under the rug, which I find that suicide rate may be higher than given because it's not talked about, because it's pulled back. I feel like if we bring it to the forefront, if the conversation around that, which I feel now with that mental health issue, that has yielded more mental health crisis in the African-American community because of those hidden family secrets, that community stigma, that taboo talk teaching. And so when I think about that, I think about African-American children, Asian children, all these stigmas that people of color have to deal with when it comes to things like, you know, bullying and, you know, take it, you be a man, don't let nobody bully you. And for females, oh, girl, you're just having a bad day, don't even worry about it. And they shung it off and trying to kill the subject without even allowing the person to talk about what they're feeling. So I think that everything everyone talked about hits the nail on the head, but I feel that we, you know, the work you're doing, LaToya, is so amazing because you dig very deep into the causes and the solutions and the resources, and you bring about ways to comfort and talk and learn and teach, you know, and I feel like this needs to be, you need to have more people who have the funding and the resources invest into this, particularly in communities of color.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much for sharing your insight, Henrietta Ivy. I am so happy that you were able to join us here today. I want to chime in. There is one other individual holding online here with the last number 7061. We're going to bring them on. Hello there, and welcome to the Michigan. Hello, are you there? Hello there. I don't think they want to be on the line. That's okay. We'll go to the next person here. Thank you for joining Community Highlights with Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Good morning. Okay, so the callers are not interacting, but that's okay. We're going to go back down here to Missionary Hattie Humphrey and see what she has to say about our subject matter today. Missionary, are you there? Okay, Missionary's not there at all.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Missionary.
Hi, honey.
Good morning. Hello there. Do you have anything you'd like to contribute? We've got a few more minutes before your show ends.
I can't hear you.
Good morning. Do you have anything you'd like to contribute to what we're speaking on today?
Well, I really didn't get it. I wasn't on the phone all the time. I wasn't listening to it all the time. God bless you all.
Okay.
I want you to carry on this morning, okay?
Okay. Okay.
May
thank
God
you so
bless
much.
God bless you, okay?
God bless
thank
you, missionary.
God bless you,
thank
missionary.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we have a few more minutes left before this show ends, but I want to talk to you about the suicide lifeline. You know, in a medical or a crisis emergency, you can dial 911 for help. But now they have established a lifeline, the Suicide Crisis Lifeline, where you can dial 988. If you are feeling suicidal, if there's someone listening right now who's lost their way, life has been hard for you, you don't want to be here anymore, you can dial 988 and get the help that you need. There are trained professionals there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they are there to help you. And I want you all to know that just because today is a hard day, today is a day that you don't want to be here anymore, the world, you feel like the world is caving in on you, just know that you have to stay awake for the rebirth because you don't know what's around the corner. Tomorrow is a brand new day, and you never know what tomorrow can bring you. We're going to end Community Highlights, and then we're going to go back into the Michael Vantool Show. We're going to be on live here today until 10:30, so we have a little more time left, and I would love for you all to come back with me in the next hour so we can talk a little bit more on the subject of suicide prevention. This has been an amazing show with my team here, and I thank you all so much for giving me this space and this opportunity to be a part of such an amazing movement that we have here. So we're going to end Community Highlights right now, and we're going to go back into the Michael Vantool Show. So stay right there and don't go away.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Vantool Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cass Tech graduate, Michael Vantool.
Good morning. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, an inspirational community affairs program with jazz poet and community organizer Michael Van Tool. This podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group and brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is Latoya Bond, and I am your guest host today while Michael is on assignment with his candidates preparing for the November 8th election. I am here with my Sunday morning team. We have Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Kimberly is our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster. Hello, Kimberly. How are you this morning?
I am great. Good morning, Latoya. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit.
Good morning. We have Stephen Cassie. He's a chaplain and musician joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you today. Hey, amen. You're doing an amazing job. Shout out again to Mike. My main man, amen, great man, love the missionary, she know that, shout out to the team, and shout out to Detroit, once again, God bless you all.
Thank you all so much, and we have Henrietta Ivy here, our political analyst and home care advocate. Welcome, Henrietta.
Thank you, Latoya. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to the amazing missionary, Hattie Humphrey, Michael Van Tool. Enjoy doing this race. I know what you're going through. I'm right there with you, brother. It is November 8th is our election year, and we are trying to get people out and to these polls. And Detroit, good morning to you. And remember, November 8th is election day, so get out there. Get your souls to the polls.
Get your souls to the polls. I know that's right. Can we get Kimberly to give us our weather update, please, Kimberly?
You can. It is currently 54 degrees. And, Bishop, I'm so happy you're here today because I need some help on this weather forecast.
Well, you got to get some help. It's coming.
Amen. Today, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 73 degrees today.
My Lord.
With a low of 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 73 and a low of 52. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy. With a high of 71 and a low of 52. On a Wednesday, get ready for the change. There will be rain, and we will get to a high of 61 and a low of 43. On Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 57 and a low of 44. On Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 56 and a low of 44. And on Saturday, we try to rebound a little bit with an increase in temperature, partly cloudy skies with a high of 59 and a low of 43. And that's the weather.
And that's the weather. Looking good.
Yes.
Looking good.
You really made me feel good this morning because those are the numbers I like. I was in a challenge with one of my friends telling me, oh, no, we're never going to get back into 70. I said, honey, it took all those leaves of falling and every one of them turned orange. We're going to still get some warm weather. So now I'm going to go back to challenge and say, you know what? Boom. You see that weather for the rest of the week? Remember that stuff you were talking? So thank you for that amazing report. It gives me such energy to know that we're going to have some good warm days coming ahead.
Yes.
Welcome.
Enjoy.
Yes. That's awesome. And just so you all know, I am a guest host today here on the Michael Van Tool Show. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Latoya Bond, and I am a legal support professional by day, but I do have a small business that I own, and then I am a radio personality. I am the host of the Speaking of Love podcast, created in honor of my dad, who took his own life in a murder-suicide 2 years ago. And since the tragedy, I have become an advocate for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about suicide prevention. Towards the end of the show, we're going to run here today until 10:30 a.m. But before we go back into talking about suicide prevention, I want to give our political analyst, Henrietta Ivy, I want to talk to you, girlfriend. What have you been up to with your political views and all?
Thank you, Toya. Thank you so much. And again, good morning, Detroit. It is. It has been a very, very long year. We have prepared for these upcoming elections since the beginning of January.
I personally have been involved with becoming candidate managers for three candidates and during the election of the primary. So none of my candidates won, and a lot of it is due to the misinformation and miseducation of voting. And so we've been working hard moving forward in the next election, moving into the 2024, 2025, 2028 election, trying to engage and educate our communities on the importance of voting, making them understand that only change happens when you are engaged and knowing what's going on with your leadership, what's not going on with your leadership, and how to be able to make that change happen in your community. I myself have was recently elected for a precinct delegate in my community, which is District 1. Been working hard, working with different other delegates and representatives and representatives like state reps and legislators to try to, you know, make change moving forward. So it's just been a lot of in the lab, behind the scenes, rebuilding, restructuring, refocusing, and getting people involved so we can start seeing some changes in our communities. Again, like you know, trying to run my business, building up on you know, multiple platforms. So I've just been kind of busy just moving around, being a busy bee as usual, you know. But just want to let everybody know, please, 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 please get out in the November 8th election. It is very important that we make sure we do our ballot front and back. The front part, of course, is your Democratic, your Republican ticket. On the back is your nonpartisan, which will be your judges, Supreme Court, Secretary of State, and your Attorney General. So make sure you flip those ballots over so you can get a chance to vote on those very important roles that will support our new governor, or not new governor, but Governor Whitmer, actually move forward in her next phase of trying to run the state of Michigan. So that's very important. And then if you have any questions, please reach out to me. My name is Henrietta Ives. I can be reached at 313-544-8921. For any questions on election, ballot, voting engagement, training, education, all of that good stuff, contact me. I'm also on Facebook. So if you want to reach out by Facebook, if that's easier for you, just inbox me and we can have the conversation around how, you know, your voting and what you need to do to get yourself set up and get started to get out here to be ready for November 8th.
Thank you, Henrietta. And her number again is 313-544-8921. Again, her number is 313-544-8921. And thank you so much for coming on this morning. We have to go for a commercial break right now, but we will be back after these messages. So don't go away. Don't go away.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and flip them. Got them drippin' with style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi. My name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker, but now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
I love that commercial. That is beautiful. Okay, we are back here on the Michael Van Tool Show. My name is LaToya Bond, and I am your guest host today. And today we are talking about suicide prevention and awareness. I want to give you all a little bit of the suicide rates here. The professions, going into the professional world, these are the top five professions that have the highest suicidal rates. Medical doctors, dentists, police officers, veterinarians, and financial service workers have the highest suicidal rates in our country. So suicide is a very serious matter that we need to address. And I want to go back into talking about the warning signs of someone who may be contemplating suicide. Oftentimes when our loved ones take their lives, we had no clue. No idea. We didn't even know that they were thinking of ending their lives, and it comes to us as a surprise. But hindsight is 20/20 in suicide. So one of the warning signs is increased substance abuse use, reckless or risky behavior, posting about suicide online or searching ways to take their own lives, changes in their sleeping habits, if they're sleeping more, eating less, not showing up for work, not grooming themselves, not taking an interest in their personal appearance, letting their hygiene go, isolating from family and friends, talking about suicide. I know from my dad, he often used suicide as a form of humor to mask his pain. For example, I would call my dad sometimes in the evening and I'd say, "Hey, Dad, how was your day today?" And he'd say, "Oh, LaToya, I'm looking for the bridge." And I would go, "Looking for the bridge? Why are you looking for the bridge?" And he would say, "Because I'm ready to jump." And we would laugh it off. And I didn't realize that there was a level of truth to his humor. So look out for people who are always making jokes about suicide, because those jokes are coming from somewhere. And I want to tune back in here to Stefan. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about on the subject matter of suicide prevention this morning to help our guests? Stefan, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I'm actually the property manager at a hotel, so I'm at work right now.
Oh.
But can you please repeat what you just said? No. Can you repeat what you just said?
I was saying that my dad often used humor as a form of masking his pain. He would make jokes about suicide. So I want to know, do you have anything that you would like to contribute to that in terms of what to look for someone who may be contemplating suicide?
Well, I'm glad that you did ask me that question, and I got it now. Because if I didn't get it, then the rest of the team would jump on me eventually. But withdrawing is one of what I have learned to be one of the key pinpoints in knowing that a person is going through something. When they start to withdraw, you can mask your suicidal desires or tendencies through humor, and which is also a good way of being able to identify that, because people will say that they're going to do something, and then and you said in a jokingly way, but you got to really look at that. But withdraw, when you get somebody that withdraws, somebody that just want to sit back, that you know that used to be so active, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and they start saying a lot of the things that you don't normally would, normal for them to be saying. So that's one of the signs that you look at, a person that just want to close themselves in, and you know they have been outspoken, you know, and so that's one of the things that I look at. When you find someone like that, that's the person mm-hmm. that you really want to talk to. You want to get under that. Take them somewhere. Take them somewhere different. So
that's what
I look at right there.
Thank you, Stephan. I like that. Take them somewhere. Go to their house, wherever they are. Go to their job. Show an interest.
Yes.
Let them know that you care about them. Become a safe haven, a soft place for them to land. They need that support because people who are thinking of suicide, they are isolated. They do feel alone. So showing up to take them somewhere. I love that. That's not anything that I can put my finger on that I have ever read. Go there and take them somewhere. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about a few other myths of suicide. Now, there is a myth that people who talk about suicide don't actually do it. They're just seeking attention. But what the truth is about that is those who talk about it may even try it, and they may complete a self-destructive act. Some people cut their wrists. Some people consider reckless behavior, indulging in substance abuse, sexual behavior, and things of that nature. There's another myth that once a person decides to attempt suicide, no one can change their mind. That's a lie. Suicide is preventable. It's a preventable form of death at that, and almost any positive action can save a life. Going to take them somewhere, like Stephan said, that can save their life because it's a positive action. It's showing the person that they matter, that they care. And you don't have to be a trained professional. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to have all these classes for mental health in order to save a life. All you have to have is a heart inside of your chest, pumping with love, to show up to take someone somewhere. Take them somewhere. I love that. And that can help save their lives. Yes. Henrietta, you want to chime in on this?
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening in and trying to get ready for the day as well. And I just, you know, my thing is, Stephan said it very, very, very eloquently, take them somewhere. It's that idea, it's that movement of showing that somebody that they're cared for, like you said, LaToya, it's that love, it's that pumping of affection. And that's what I feel people who are in that state of mind, somewhere along the line, somewhere in life, they felt like somebody has forgotten about them and no one cares. And when a person gets to a point where they feel like nobody cares, attempting suicide or any self-harm or any self-destruction act is their next level of reaction, because they feel like, who cares? Nobody cares. And so when we start showing people that we care, it doesn't take a lot to tell someone I love you. It doesn't take a lot to call somebody and say, hey, you good over there? Even if they're doing good, you see certain signs, and then the person can jump back to being normal, but then you still notice that normalcy is not as normal as it used to be. So it's that, like I said before, you're paying attention and keeping your eyes on those people that they're basically just reaching out for love. They want to be loved. They want to know that they are considered, you know, and that's, I think, when you guys talk about all the pointers and everything, it's just freaking amazing how you guys have all this pants down. And, I mean, I'm going to even offer a suggestion doing what you're doing. I think there needs to be some type of a module, classes that you need to be, that someone needs to be reaching out to you saying, hey, can you come to my college or my university and teach these modules and teach these methods? Because particularly in this environment where a lot of young people who are committing suicide and not having a way out, hearing what you offer will, I feel, will start the movement of preventing suicide or at least getting the help they need. Because if a person's going to do it, they really are going to do it. But there, like you said, it's preventable. But those who really do it, because no one was there in time to catch them. I'll say this, and it just brought back, I remember a young lady was online, having me about 3 years ago. And her girlfriend had passed away from cancer. Young girl, she's about 26 years old. And her girlfriend had started showing off these, you know, videos of her uniform, because she was a nurse. And she didn't know that her girlfriend had cancer. And it ate at her to the point she was on Facebook every day. And I'm watching it like, okay, she needs some help. And so, you know, a lot of us was on there encouraging her, you know, stay strong. We was calling her. We was texting her, trying to, you know, let her know we see your pain. But it wasn't nobody in her circle that reached her. She jumped off into the water down at the riverfront live. Freaked me out. And we all online like, no. She's like, I'm sorry, y'all, this is too much pain. I can't do this. I'm out. And she jumped. I was like, did she be jumping in the water? And then you see people trying to jump in and grab her. They're like, no, you can't jump in the water. You're crying too. Man, to me, that was the moment that defined to me that we really got to pay attention to people. Her family was trying to talk her down, but she was just like, I can't deal with this pain. And it got to the point where it's so excruciating to her, she jumped. To me, when we know that somebody is going through that kind of pain, it's a constant. It's not like a nagging, but it's that I want to make sure you're okay. Just to let them know, hey, girl, I'm just like Stephanie said, take them somewhere. Get inside that circle. Get inside that space. Protect them. Because that's what they're looking for. They're looking for some protection. They're looking for some love. They're trying to end that pain. So if that person needs to cry every day, let them cry. They need to talk about what's bothering them every day, let them talk. We should never get tired of hearing what a person is going through, because the moment we decide to push it away could be that very moment that they decide to take their life.
Yes, that is so true, Henrietta. Thank you so much for sharing your insight with us. Now, we often think about what would make, when we hear of someone who has committed suicide or taken their own lives, we often think, wow, what were they thinking? Why would they do that? Well, here are a list of thoughts that people have who are contemplating suicide. I am a burden. I am a failure. No one needs me. I'm not good enough. There's no point in living. I'll never find a way out of this problem. I am so weak, I can't bear this pain. I just lost everything. I'm useless. Things will never get better for me. Nobody cares for me. And oftentimes, suicide can be used as a punishment. And they'll think, oh, I'll show them what they have done to me. He broke up with me. He doesn't want to be with me anymore. I'm going to kill myself. I'll show him. If I die, it's best for everyone. So these are some of the thoughts that people have when they're contemplating taking their own lives. They just don't want to be here anymore. And people with a mental illness are at a greater risk for committing suicide. So we've talked a lot today about suicide and warning signs and things like that. And I want to dive a little deeper into how to help them, because that's the main thing that we need to do in order to decrease the numbers. We need to help them. And the first thing I want to go back to is what Stefan said. Take them somewhere. Let them know that you care about them and they're not alone. Empathize with them. Be non-judgmental. If they tell you that they're thinking of killing themselves, don't look at them and say, are you thinking about killing yourself? Oh, that's weak. Oh, you must be crazy. Why would you want to do that? Please, don't approach them in that way. Be non-judgmental. Don't blame them. Don't criticize them. Don't even try to fix whatever the problem is that they're going through. Just listen. Repeat back to them what they're telling you in their own words. Focus on the people they care about. Talk to them. If they have a daughter, say to them, how would your life be? How would your daughter's life be if you did this? What would your family think? Make commitments to them. If you stay with me, we go somewhere and get professional help, I'll stay with you the entire time. Be with them. And don't be afraid to ask the flat-out question. Don't beat around the bush. It's not going to push them deeper into it. Just flat-out ask them, are you thinking about suicide? But watch your tone when you say it. You're not thinking about suicide, are you? Don't say it like that. Just ask them, are you thinking about suicide? Are you having thoughts of ending your life? Or are you thinking of killing yourself? And if they say yes, take action. Go with them to get help. You can get on the phone right there, dial 988, which is the suicide crisis hotline, and they will give you help. They'll tell you what steps to take next. But remember, your job is not to solve whatever the problem is. Your job is to aid them and get them the help that they need. Are you guys with me, Henrietta? Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think there's a little bit of a lag. We got about 5 minutes left before the show ends. If you guys would like to give a quick commentary about our subject matter today, we'll start with Henrietta. You can go ahead.
Yes. So listen, everything you just said was spot on. So anybody out there who is experiencing any type of depression or any thing that they feel like they want to end their life, please, please take all the resources that the Sunday morning team and particularly with our guest host, LaToya, who's advocate and prevention specialist on this matter. Call her, reach out to someone on our team, or reach out to the resources that she just offered.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll go into Kimberly. Do you have a final commentary today?
I do. I want us to, first off, thank you, LaToya, for bringing this very important topic to light. I want us to go back to something that Steph and Kathy said about controlling our thoughts, and I want to give us the scripture. Philippians 4:8 says, from now on, brothers and sisters, if anything is excellent and if anything is admirable, focus your thoughts on these things. All that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. Every person on this planet is worthy. And to the person who may be listening or the person who is struggling to deal with whatever they're going through, know that it is temporary. Know that there is a way out, even when you can't see it. Even in the dark, there is always light. Know that you are loved, you are worthy. God has a plan and a purpose for you. Share your feelings with someone, even if it's just a therapist, a counselor, or whomever. Share it with someone so that they can help you. We need you to stay here and to be here. So I encourage people to get therapy, exercise, walk, eat better. If you need to take medication, take medication. But take that power back and allow your stay here and remain here and live in your purpose.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Stephen, do you have any final commentary? We got about 1 minute left.
Yes, and my final thoughts is to everyone. Be able to identify whatever a person so tells you, the way you think will determine how you feel. And if you're feeling a certain way based on your thoughts, then your actions will then define you. So I want us to get into the thoughts, that, and again, go back to taking them somewhere. Take them places where they maybe haven't been. Take them around people whom they haven't been around. Those are the things that I believe that would be a good help for those, because to be suicidal is not the act of actually dying. It's the actual thought that you want to die. God bless you all today.
Thank you all so much. We've got a few seconds left here, and I want you all to know that you are loved. Your existence on the planet Earth matters. If you are feeling suicidal today, you can dial 988 for help, and also you can reach out to me. My name is LaToya Bond. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and I want you all to know that I am a soft place to land if you need help. Please dial 988. There are trained professionals there who can help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your existence matters. No matter what you're going through, you can turn it around. But you have to have help. You can't do it alone. You are loved. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week. Thank you all so much for giving me this opportunity. Thank you, Michael Van Tool. Thank you, Missionary Hattie Humphrey, and the entire team.
Thank you, Toya. You did a fantastic job.
Yes, you did.
Great
thank you, LaToya.
Great job. Bless
okay,
you all.
Thank you all so much. The episode has
have
ended.
A great
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week. God.